This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when so much of our politics has been criminalized, with one side accusing the other of all kinds of crimes and evils, particularly right now with the charges of racism against any Republicans, even noble Republicans like Senator Tim Scott. We will get back to that. But there's another kind of crime that has almost been shunted aside with all of the discussions of crime in politics and, of course, the ongoing difficulties with the assaults on the police. That has been going on in the country while the organized crime threat has been largely ignored. But you will be giving up a truly informative and hugely entertaining and fascinating experience if you give up the opportunity to read about organized crime and a history of the mob and efforts to counteract it, written by Bill O'Reilly and his co-author Martin Dugard. It is called, you can guess it, Killing the Mob. And this is a spellbinding, hugely readable book just released. Bill O'Reilly, who needs no introduction, the most successful host in the history of cable television. Bill, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me in, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Okay. What surprised you most in all of the prodigious research that you and your co-author did for Killing the Mob?
Well, at one point from 1946 to 1962, organized crime was the most powerful entity in the country, more powerful than Congress, more powerful than any industry, and they ran a lot of industries, like the movie industry, like the rock and roll industry, like the union, like Las Vegas, and on and on and on and on. Billions of dollars they took in, almost unchallenged, because the FBI would not investigate the mob until Bobby Kennedy became Attorney General in 61. So that's what really the overarch of the book is, the unbelievable rise in power of organized crime in America, almost unopposed.
You were growing up during that period, as was I. When you were growing up, were you aware of some of these extraordinarily powerful mob figures who you describe in the book, Killing the Mob?
Yeah, I mean, we knew about John Dillinger, Bonnie and Clyde, Babyface Nelson. There were movies made on them. That's where we opened the book, because that's the foundation of organized crime. And Al Capone, of course, in Chicago. He's a Brooklyn boy. And then the war. The war changed everything, because the United States and General Patton needed to invade Sicily. Well, who controlled Sicily? The mafia. And a deal was made. And I didn't know about this until we started writing the book. And the deal that was made to help General Patton invade Sicily in World War II led to hundreds of mafia coming to the USA after the war.
How did J. Edgar Hoover, who emerges in your book, I learned something in the book that I didn't know before, that he was fascinated with dogs, and he did funerals for some of little dogs, and not the kind of dogs you'd expect for a big, tough G-man. But I know there are other aspects of J. Edgar Hoover that might go more with the little yippy dogs that he seemed to favor. But J. Edgar Hoover developed this reputation for being a fearless crime fighter. Why did he stay away from busting the mob?
Well, according to Lucky Luciano, we have not been able to verify this. But Luciano was, along with Vito Genovese, the two most powerful mob bosses in the country. The mob had something on Hoover. Now, people knew he was a gambler, and some of them knew he was gay. And back in the 1950s, that was a career ender to be a homosexual. So Luciano claims that the mob had him. They said, you leave us alone, we'll leave you alone. You give us a hard time, you're not going to have your job long. That's how that went down.
And how many years total did he have his job? It was like more than 50, right?
Yeah. Hoover was appointed because Bonnie and Clyde and Pretty Boy Floyd and the crew were running around the Midwest. The state cops couldn't get them. So the federal government had to form a crime-fighting unit, the FBI, to chase them down, which they did. And then World War II came, and Hoover and the FBI were chasing down Nazi and Japanese spies. But after the war, the organized crime moved in big time, and the FBI didn't do anything, and Hoover denied it even existed, said it was a myth. And meantime, they accumulated massive power in this country.
Okay, what about right now? And this is one thing, and again, the book is fascinating, and even though you may think you know historical figures, oh, like the Kennedy brothers, even though you may think that, oh, I know all about J. Edgar Hoover, if you think you know all about, I don't know, the Mafia, because you read The Godfather, because you saw the Godfather trilogy of great movies, you're going to learn something from Killing the Mob. It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Does organized crime, the kind of organized crime you describe so well in the book, is it still an influence in America today?
Yes, but it's a whole different structure. So what happened was that Bobby Kennedy went after Jimmy Hoffa and the unions and hurt them. And we go step by step into how Hoffa was killed, how that happened. I think more vividly than anybody else has ever got into it. But
more
after
than
that,
the Irishman,
the federal government passed a series of laws to combat organized crime called RICO laws. And in a RICO prosecution, you don't have to commit the crime; you just have to want to commit it, conspiracy to commit. And they were wiretapping all the godfathers and all the families, and that changed everything. So today, organized crime exists in every city, but they have franchised it out. Narcotics, of course, the big money maker, although organized crime controls all the pornography, still control a lot of vice, a lot of extortion, but narcotics is really the big money maker. But the Italian mafia, the mob, they don't sell it retail. They allow gangs to do that. And that's why you see all these bloody shootouts in New York and Chicago and L.A. Among the drug gangs. That's who's committing all the homicides. And they have to pay tribute to the organized crime every month. They get suitcases full of money. And that's the way it works now.
The book is called Killing the Mob. The author, Bill O'Reilly, the author before of Killing Lincoln, Killing Kennedy, Killing Reagan, Killing Crazy Horse, I think most recently, which was about the Indian Wars of the late 19th century. The book, again, it's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, I want to speak with Bill about what we do about two aspects of American life that at least are tangentially related to the subject that he's talking about here. One is the whole idea of racism and America as a racist country. Tim Scott, of course, has introduced that into our national debate, I think much to Senator Scott's credit. But also the idea of the opioid addiction rate and pandemic. Does dealing with organized crime and killing today's mob give us a way to move forward on that issue. Coming up.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Michael Medved Show.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5-6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
One of the most acclaimed movies ever, and it was a groundbreaking film. I'm not talking Godfather now. I'm talking about Bonnie and Clyde, which changed American cinema because of its depictions of violence and criminality. And it did so with two enormously glamorous stars, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. and the real Bonnie and Clyde, who you meet in Bill O'Reilly's book, not quite so glamorous, to put it mildly. I did not realize this. They both had, for terrible reasons, real problems with their feet and legs. This is before they were gunned down by some Texas Rangers and backed by a federal effort to curb their bank-robbing ways. Bill O'Reilly's new book is called Killing the Mob, written again with, as his previous 16 number one bestsellers, with Martin Dugard. Bill, in terms of organized crime today, right now we have this national opioid epidemic, and we also have these raging drug cartels, which are supposed to be south of the border. Is this the continued distribution of drugs through these cartels, is that just another indication of organized crime, mobs metastasizing and becoming truly international?
Well, it's almost a dereliction of our civic duty to watch this happening. And while the federal government does nothing about it. So President Biden signs an executive order the first day he's in office, dismantling the Trump border policy. Immediately, that leads to hundreds of thousands of migrants coming to the United States. I think the number is up about 350 to 400,000 in 100 days. This, of course, occupies every single Border Patrol agent from San Diego to Brownsville, Texas. Well, who's watching the cartels smuggle drugs across the border? No one. So it has become much, much easier for Mexican drug cartels to get fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine into this country, thereby fueling the opioid epidemic. Now, President Biden should know that. He doesn't know it because he doesn't know much of what's happening. He just doesn't understand what his policies on the southern border are doing. Organized crime and the Mexican cartels, they have an agreement. And the agreement is the Mexicans get the drugs into the USA. Once they're here, the organized crime elements then sell it. And they sublet, as I mentioned in the previous segment, the retail sales out. There are no Mexican cartels operating in America. The mafia wouldn't allow that. And the deal is you don't come here. We handle it from here. You're the importers, the smugglers, the manufacturers. We're the salespeople. That's how it breaks down, Michael.
What, in terms of trying to dismantle or to cope with this devastating opioid epidemic that we have in the country, more people by far dying of drug overdoses than murders or suicides combined. So what do we do? What's the most important thing we could do to save American lives?
Well, right now we have no policy. There's no policy. Barack Obama said to the world that selling heroin is not a violent crime. That has taken deep root in the progressive community. And here in New York City, if you are a heroin or fentanyl dealer and you are caught selling on the street, no bail. You're immediately released. It is not categorized as a violent crime. You can thank Barack Obama for that. So therefore, on the retail level, you have no solution. The progressives don't want people incarcerated for selling drugs. They see it as a victimless crime, even though, as you pointed out, the death and destruction of selling fentanyl and heroin is on the chart. It's an evil act. Yet our society will not categorize it as that. And our president is totally befuddled, has no clue. And you'll always hear from the progressives, rehab, rehab, rehab. Well, the truth is that most drug addicts don't want to be rehabbed. They want to take drugs. as exercised in San Francisco when 75% of the homeless there and in L.A. and every other big city are drug addicts. And you can give them as much support as you want. They're still going to take drugs. And that means they cannot hold a job and they cannot afford a house. So we don't have a policy about opioids or anything else. We allow it in here, tons of it. And even if you're caught, the punishment is very lax.
Okay. One of the things that is striking here right now in the United States, obviously we've had horrible incidents of violence, even recently, that have been motivated by racism. Racism is part of our past. Racism is the subject of the moment. One of the things that your book touches upon is among Italian Americans and Italian immigrants here, part of the romance, at least, surrounding the mafia was the idea that these are people who are underdogs, who are striking back in spite of all kinds of prejudice that was leveled at people of Italian ancestry. Do you think that accounts for a great deal of the romance that we associate with
mobsters? Yeah. The media has glamorized organized crime because the actors are so good. So you're looking at Marlon Brando, the Don Corleone, because, of course, he's a noble guy. And then there's Al Pacino as Michael Corleone. Yeah, he's bad. But, you know, he does some good things. And then if you saw a movie called American Gangster with Denzel Washington, one of the worst human beings on earth, and Ridley Scott tried to show the ravages of drug addiction in the movie, but Washington is so charismatic that he comes across as a guy who's not that bad. Killing the mob.
By the way, let's make clear. I just want to make very clear. No one here is saying that Denzel Washington is one of the worst human beings on earth. He happens to be a very fine human being.
The character that he played.
Correct.
So that glamorized the thing. But if you read Killing the Mob, every single one of these people is as evil and terrible as you could possibly imagine.
And degraded. That's one of the things that comes across, as I was saying about Bonnie and Clyde. Nothing glamorous about those folks. Pathetic and evil. Not Bill O'Reilly. He has written another spellbinding book, Killing the Mob, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with trying to define moderate radicalism. Term coined by CNN. We'll get to that on the MedVed Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady are visiting an elementary school in Southern Virginia. It's part of a pitch for the sweeping new infrastructure program and its effect on schools. The President asked students how they liked at-home learning this past year.
I liked it. Mm-hmm.
kids between 12 and the age of 15 could be eligible to get the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine soon. The FDA is reportedly poised to greenlight the shots as early as this week. 12-year-old Caleb Chung was part of Pfizer's vaccine trial program earlier this year.
I definitely hope we get back to whatever we would call normal eventually soon.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, a great deal of what goes on in America is all about salesmanship. That's part of the key element motivating the economy at any given moment. It even is a factor in public health. There is a fascinating article from the CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, about people trying to sell vaccines, which is increasingly a tough sell. There's also the idea of how do you sell stuff politically? And there was a CNN line that subhead, actually, that they ran over at that particular cable news network that anticipated what the president was going to do in his speech to a joint session of Congress a couple of days ago. Believe it or not, I know it seems like an eternity ago, but it was last week. And it says, Joe Biden to showcase his moderate radicalism in his big congressional address. Do you think that's a good way of describing the Joe Biden program as moderate radicalism? Really? Isn't that a contradiction in terms? Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, says moderate radicalism is like a mild rape or a tranquil war or a calm storm. It does seem to be contradictory. Now, if you want to say that Joe Biden is moderate, well, you're going to have an increasingly tough time saying that when you're talking about the levels of $6 trillion in spending. And spending some of it like $80 billion for Amtrak. Which, by the way, one of the reasons that the Amtrak spending is so particularly irresponsible and egregious and unwelcome, at least to me, is because it is entirely regional. Amtrak is not a factor in the lives of most Americans or most American cities. It is a factor for people who live in that corridor, the Acela corridor, as it's known, from Boston to Washington. And, yeah, sure, there are some people who actually ride Amtrak there. But part of the difficulty with the whole Biden plan is favoring regions of the country that tend to be more Democratic. And I think that's very directly part of the, quote, reform that we're supposed to be getting with the American Jobs Act and the American Family Act and more. But the one thing you could say about that term moderate radicalism is that what Joe Biden might want to think about is you don't need a radical program, and you don't what you need is something that lives up to a moderate tone, because otherwise what you're talking about is putting a coating around something that is actually much less appetizing. In other words, when you say moderate, moderate's kind of a good word to most Americans. But the idea that radicalism can ever be moderate, you can try to sell it with a moderate tone. And I think the president largely tried to do that in his speech. But if the substance inside the chocolate coating is actually still radical, then you have a very real problem. And as I was speaking about salesmanship, there's this attempt to sell vaccines. Now, why is this important right now? It's because one of the things that's happening in the United States is the rate of vaccinations has been going down. It hasn't been going down because of some holdup in getting the vaccines. We've got plenty of vaccines right now. It's because people are more reluctant to do it. There are a lot of people who think that the pandemic is already history. They don't need their vaccines. They're not worried about it. They're suspicious of the vaccines. They're concerned of what it will be. So the CBC reports somewhat snidely, as Canadians will tend occasionally to look down on their U.S. neighbors. They say free beer, pot and donuts, savings bonds, money toward buying an all-terrain vehicle. Places around the U.S. are offering incentives to try to energize the nation's slowing vaccination drive and get Americans to roll up their sleeves. These relatively small corporate promotion efforts have been accompanied by more serious and far-reaching attempts by officials in cities such as Chicago, which is sending specially equipped buses into neighborhoods to deliver vaccines. Detroit is offering $50 to people who give others a ride to vaccination sites. And starting Monday, we'll send workers to knock on every door in the city to help residents sign up for shots. This is the way we put this pandemic in the rearview mirror and move on with our lives, said Stephen Stack, Kentucky's public health commissioner. Demand for vaccines, they write in this piece, has started to fall around the U.S., something public health officials had anticipated would happen once the most vulnerable and the most eager to get vaccinated had the opportunity to do so. Now that most Americans are fully vaccinated, most older Americans, people over the age of 65, the effort is moving into a new phase. Across the U.S., 82% of people over 65 and more than half of all adults have received at least one dose of vaccine, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But while vaccinations hit a high in mid-April at 3.2 million shots per day on average, the number has now fallen to 2.5 million. Okay, it's still a lot of people getting vaccines and still an indication of progress. But the difficulty here, of course, is that there are a lot of people who don't trust the vaccines. Chicago officials, they say, are planning vaccination sites at festivals and block parties and are working with barbershops and hair and nail salons to pair free services with vaccination. The idea here is to bring the party, bring the vaccine, and really have this be a convenient way for people to get vaccinated, said the public health commissioner in Chicago. Several companies have announced that employees can take paid time off to get vaccinated. There was one, Krispy Kreme began offering a free donut a day to anyone showing proof of having been vaccinated. In fact, how many days do you get the free donut for if you have once been vaccinated? You get them for forever, as long as you live. In Cleveland, a movie theater is supplying free popcorn through the end of this month. Now, that's very clever, actually, because it's a way to lure people back into movie theaters, which they need to do. If anything like the traditional movie industry, where you go out to a theater to see movies, is going to survive. Several marijuana dispensaries around the country are giving out cannabis treats or free rolled joints. Is this to try to get people hooked on marijuana, or just to encourage shots? On April 20th, marijuana advocates offered joints for jabs to encourage people to get vaccinated in New York City and Washington. Some breweries around the U.S. are offering shots and a chaser. Okay? In Alaska, which traditionally has low vaccine confidence, the Norton Sound Health Company, with a hospital in Nome and 15 clinics around western Alaska, has given away prizes, including airline tickets, money toward the purchase of an all-terrain vehicle, and $500 in United States money for groceries or fuel. Look, I hope all of this is successful. I think that it would be more successful simply to reassure people that the vaccine is safe, that the side effects are going to be minimal, and that it actually is an important way of helping your country and protecting your community. When we come back, more on the racist attacks on somebody who condemns racism. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show, I thought it was a joke. I really did when I first heard it, but sometimes it's no laughing matter. This is a recruitment ad. And no, it's not a recruitment ad for the U.S. military. It's a recruitment ad for the U.S. intelligence community. I mean, really? You need an ad to quote to recruit people for the CIA? Apparently, you do. And the ad, which is no joke, sounds like this.
I'm a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box-checking exercise. I am a walking declaration, a woman whose inflection does not rise at the end of her sentences, suggesting that a question has been asked. I did not sneak into CIA. My employment was not and is not the result of a fluke or slip through the cracks. I earned my way in, and I earned my way up the ranks of this organization. I am educated, qualified, and competent, and sometimes I struggle. I struggle feeling like I could do more, be more to my two sons, and I struggle leaving the office when I feel there's so much more to do. I used to struggle with imposter syndrome, but at 36, I refuse to internalize misguided patriarchal ideas of what a woman can or should be.
Okay, does this make you want to join the CIA? I'm thinking of William F. Buckley had a series of wonderful novels. They're usually entertaining, about a fictional CIA operative who's a lot of people think is kind of loosely autobiographically based on Buckley himself in his younger years. But Blackford Oaks would not... I mean, I am intersectional... And she rips the patriarchy, and she's a cisgendered millennial. As she goes on, this continues. This is clip 1B.
I am tired of feeling like I'm supposed to apologize for the space I occupy rather than intoxicate people with my effort, my brilliance. I am proud of me, full stop. My parents left everything they knew and loved to expose me to opportunities they never had. Because of them, I stand here today a proud first-generation Latina and officer at CIA. I am unapologetically me. I want you to be unapologetically you, whoever you are. Know your worth. Command your space.
Know your worth and command your space. Look, I understand that they're trying to broaden the appeal of work in our intelligence community and in our CIA. But is it really necessary to have America's chief intelligence operation, where I believe it's about $70 billion a year we spend, to have it so painfully politically correct? Is that where we've gone to? Speaking of where we've gone to, there is a report from the Washington Post by Michael Scherer. And because it's from the Washington Post, which, as everybody knows, tends to be a cheerleader for President Biden and for the Democrats in Congress, this is kind of extraordinary. The headline, Swing District Retirements Add to Hurdles in Democrats' Efforts to Maintain Control of Congress. And the entire piece is basically about how the Democrats are on their way to losing control of the House of Representatives. In fact, there was an election over the weekend in Texas, in a district that Trump barely carried. He carried the district by just 3%. And in a primary election where they had a whole ton of candidates, the finalists, because you have to get a majority under Texas law in a special election primary, the finalists for the general election for holding that congressional seat, which had been won very narrowly by a Republican, that particular seat will now remain Republican, because both of the contenders are with the Republican Party. In any event, Michael Scherer writes in the Post, a growing list of House Democrats from competitive districts are headed for the exits, adding yet another concern for a party facing an uphill fight to maintain control of Congress next year. Representative Charlie Crist, Democrat Florida, who has been exploring another possible gubernatorial run, he used to be a Republican, he became a Democrat, now he wants to run for governor again, actually his third race for governor, this time as a Democrat. He put out word Saturday that he would be making a major announcement this week, potentially putting at risk his St. Petersburg seat, where he ran afoul of ran ahead of President Joe Biden in 2020. Two other accomplished battleground incumbents, Representatives Philemon Vig Vella of Texas and Ann Kirkpatrick of Arizona, announced their plans to leave earlier this year, joining Representative Tim Ryan, Democrat Ohio, who is giving up closely contested seat, his, to run for the U.S. Senate. That's Rob Portman's seat. Several more in competitive areas, like Democratic stars like Connor Lamb of Pennsylvania and Stephanie Murphy of Florida, also are considering runs for higher office later this year. But what all of this means is, with Democrats exposing swing districts to Republican takeover, and more Democrats retiring from the House than Republicans are, Republicans are retiring from the Senate. And what this indicates is it is entirely possible in 2022 that, with the Senate so close, tied, that the Democrats will actually make a gain, a modest gain. At the same time, they lose the House. So you would flip exactly what had existed for the last 2 years of Trump, where you had a Republican Senate narrowly and a Democratic House. You now have a Republican House, and they make this point. This time, Democrats will be the ones fighting history. They'll be fighting headwinds that tend to punish the president's party in midterm elections. Since 1910, 110 years. The White House has, the party in the White House has gained House seats in a midterm election only twice. In other words, in all of those elections for 110 years, the only election where a president's party gained seats in a midterm election were 1934, after the election of Franklin Roosevelt, and in 2002, when President George W. Bush was leading a response to the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. President Bill Clinton lost 54 seats in his first midterm. Barack Obama lost 64. Donald Trump gave up about 40. The extraordinary thing here is they don't need to lose 40 seats, the Democrats. If they lose 5, they're going to lose control. This is breaking news. Oh, man. I've had no idea. It's after... This is a tweet from Melinda Gates and Bill Gates. Now, what do you think it's about? Here it is. After a great deal of thought and a lot of work on our relationship, we have made the decision to end our marriage. Over the last 27 years, we have raised 3 incredible children and built a foundation that works all over the world to enable all people to lead healthy, productive lives. We continue to share belief in that mission and will continue our work together at the foundation. But we no longer believe we can grow together as a couple in this next phase of our lives. We ask for space and privacy for our family as we begin to navigate this new life. Coming after the situation with Jeff Bezos, another one of the wealthiest people on planet Earth, it's just sad and depressing and horrifying. Look, it's I don't care how rich you are. Divorce, actually, it may be more complicated with things like what happens to the future of the foundation. After 27 years, they say over the last 27 years, yep. They just figured out that they could no longer grow together. There's more to the story, and I'm sure we'll be hearing it. We will also be hearing from Christopher Caldwell, who has written a devastating piece about the danger of going from equality to what the left now calls equity. What's the difference, and why does it matter? That and more coming up on The MedVed Show.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.